The Russian president noted that the former Soviet Union supported the State of Israel's establishment, adding that his talks earlier on Monday of that week with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were constructive and pertained to the need to boost strategic ties between the two countries. Friends, it's a ruse. It's an absolute ruse to set Israel up to believe that somehow the Russian bear no longer roars. The Russian bear is doing everything it can to choreograph the Islamic world in its destruction of Israel. Don't be seduced by these phony political efforts. They're going to come fast and furious. It's time that we agree with what God has said. It'll lead you on a straight path of understanding and protect you against deception. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint concerning the Levy Report. Very critical, very important for our world. I hope you'll become a partner with us, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord, even today for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, wisdom for Benjamin Netanyahu, protection for Israel. Thanks for joining us. God bless. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And we're going to be talking about what really happened on September 11th, 2001. Now, of course, Americans have seen the pictures of the planes hitting the South Tower, and then a couple of days later, the plane hitting the North Tower. And we've been told that the planes hit those buildings, and that's the reason the buildings came down the way they did. And they can't quite explain why Building 7 came down there in the World Trade Center about 5:20 in the afternoon. And they tell us, of course, the plane just dove into the ground at Shanksville, and there's this big hole in the ground, but there's almost no wreckage there. The wreckage is over a field of about 5-7 miles in diameter. But if the plane nosedived and crashed into the ground, why isn't there any wreckage there? And then, of course, is the we all know about the attack on the Pentagon, and this gigantic plane, of course, crashed into the Pentagon. And but of course, there was almost no wreckage outside. Certainly nothing that would come from a major airliner. And the woman who actually was in the Pentagon and came out through the hole, there wasn't any wreckage inside the Pentagon. She was immediately threatened by the FBI. She's been repeatedly threatened for saying that there was no wreckage there. She was told to be quiet, and she has. In fact, she's even suing the government for the threats against her life. But you're not hearing about this sort of thing. Well, with us is Richard Gage, who's really done a wonderful, wonderful job. He's put up one DVD. We do have a new DVD we'll be talking about tonight. Richard, what's the title of your new DVD?
Hi, Stan. It's 9/11 Explosive Evidence Experts.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you just tell us about the new DVD and why we should not necessarily believe what we've been told? After all, the government insisted, oh, why was the planes that hit the buildings that brought them down? But is it really possible that those planes brought down those buildings and vaporized all those people and vaporized the cement? And, but you pick up the story.
Well, the 1,700 architects and engineers that I represent now, having started this organization, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, 6 years ago, are concerned about exactly that, that none of the official story is plausible. I mean, none of it. And so 43 of these technical experts, building professionals, have submitted their testimony to film in this documentary. And we have just completed a 32-city tour where we were showing the premiere of this movie in all these different cities, ending in San Francisco last night.
Were you actually playing this in private meeting halls? Were you playing it in theaters or what?
Oh, this was in theaters.
All right, fine. Because we certainly haven't heard anything in the media about this movie being shown in theaters across America, but you go right ahead.
Yeah, no, they have not picked it up. We have given press releases to the mainstream media. They are not picking it up whatsoever. And we'll be talking about that.
And I think that's because you must understand the media in America is controlled. It's been controlled for a long time. There are six major corporations, all of which interlock with the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control the medium and shape the views and beliefs of most Americans. We'll be back in just a moment with Richard Gage.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan. Richard is simply saying that after 7 years after the September 11th attack, the government finally came out with a report that said it was the office fires that caused the fall of building number 7. But if you look at it, it's obviously a controlled demolition. And first of all, when you look at the building, you see the center of the roof collapse first. That's so that you take out the central columns so that the walls fall inward, not outward. Then the base of the building disappears and the building collapses at the speed of sound, above speed of gravity, and within 6 or 7 seconds, why the building is simply rubble. This is a classic controlled demolition. That's Building 7. For the people who are skeptical about this, I want you to know that it took me a couple of years to actually, in my own mind, be willing to admit that they intentionally took down those twin towers and killed all the people inside. I didn't want to believe this. It wasn't until I'd watched Building 7 come down probably 8 to 10 times, over and over and over again, I finally had to concede that was a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 is a controlled demolition, then the Twin Towers is a controlled demolition. And then you can begin to watch it carefully. And if you watch it carefully, you will be convinced as well. Go right ahead, Richard.
Yeah, it's true. And not only that, though, Stan, but the officials who studied this building collapse and tried to tell us that it came down by fire early on, well, the American, FEMA, did a report in May of 2002, and they documented very carefully the effect, this phenomena on the steel beams that they had found. What their author cited, that the ends of them were partially evaporated, that some of them looked like Swiss cheese, and they have photographs of this. And this is all on our website, by the way, ae911truth.org. And they document that this is a hot, liquid, molten iron cutting through the steel and corroding it with sulfur. Well, what they're describing is the residue of thermite. That's the only thing it can be. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. Now, this is really incredible stuff, and there are devices that are made to do just that, destroy steel structures with thermite, patented before 1984. But, and sulfur is added to thermite, which becomes thermate. It's very much more effective. Thermite is simply the ignition of a mixture of iron oxide, which is rust, and aluminum powder. And so you have this, it issues 4,500 degree molten iron as its byproduct. And so that's what the first responders find in the pools. They find pools of molten iron in the debris pile underneath all three World Trade Center skyscrapers. They say it's flowing like lava. In fact, the World Trade Center structural engineer himself, Leslie Robertson, describes a river of steel flowing. And this is seen and documented by many. In fact, it's pouring out of the South Tower. There are plenty of videos of this. The 78th floor of the South Tower just prior to its collapse. And so we know this is not aluminum from the melted airplane, because melted aluminum doesn't glow bright orange like that.
Well, no, basically, is this molten steel or is this molten iron?
It turns out to be molten iron. That's what tests show. from several different sources and from FEMA themselves on the beans, molten iron. This is elemental iron. It's not a component of the steel, which is an alloy. So the iron had to come from somewhere else. And again, thermite creates molten iron. So it's a plausible explanation, as is the, as it is for the abundance, millions, billions of iron spheres found in the World Trade Center dust, from as big as a tenth of an inch to as small as can be seen by the naked eye. These are in all the dust samples documented by the U.S. Geological Survey in their toxicological studies. They find these spheres which have manganese and aluminum in them, as well as iron, in addition to the iron. So this is the chemical signature of thermite. So all throughout all the World Trade Center, even and especially in the samples close to the towers at the Deutsche Bank building, they find up to 6% of the dust is composed of these spheres.
Well, now, what does the government say about this? How does the government explain that?
Well, they won't, and they don't. That's the problem. So later, there's been some speculation by others that this must be from old welding, you know, processes or whatever. But it's clearly formed during the event itself. It's not something that happens later in the dust pile or earlier during construction of the Twin Towers. I mean, there's 10 tons of this material in all the World Trade Center dust. So it's not from welding processes, and it's certainly not from cutting torches after the event is over.
And, of course, the point that you make is that basically, of course, as the building starts to come down, there are massive explosions that are throwing massive pieces of steel, you know, hundreds of feet to one side or the other, away from the building. And that couldn't possibly happen if this were simply a pancake collapse, as we've been led to believe. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah. Gravity works downward. You know, if this was a gravitational collapse, we'd expect maybe the top portion, like for instance the South Tower, as you have described, it starts to fall off the building, but then it disappears, it disintegrates into this cloud. It's been within these massive series of explosions and heat rising in these pyroclastic-like clouds, which can only be explained by a tremendous amount of heat. If the fires were out, it's not coming from the fires, that heat is coming from the thermite charges. It has to be. And so then the building doesn't fall in some mangled heap on the ground and continue its angular momentum, but is completely disintegrated into this cloud. And we have bursts of squibs, they're sometimes called, or isolated explosive ejections being pushed out of the side of the towers at 100 to 200 feet per second. These are propelled by speeds that are only made by explosives. These are not puffs of air being produced by this large piston, if you will, pushing down the air, and it's got to come out somewhere.
Right? Well, I think one of the most interesting things to me was, certainly we know in the South Tower, I think that there was probably 25 stories above a point of impact of the plane. And yet, as you see that building start to come down, the top of the building simply vaporizes, and it's not there. It becomes part of the dust cloud, but the building vaporizes, and it vaporizes as it falls. And
it looks like it. And the South Tower does look like it's vaporizing. The steel is seen coming out of that those sections. So the steel is certainly not vaporizing, but it seems though as much of the rest of this building contents they are. The concrete's being pulverized. In the case of the North Tower, we have the telescoping in of the North Tower from top to bottom in an acceleration. It's not slowing down. It doesn't drive the rest of the building down. There's no resistance from the 80,000 tons of structural field below it. It's just imploding on itself such that in the first 4 seconds, that upper 12 stories above the point of jet plane impact is completely destroyed. After that, we have this massive lateral ejection of 4-ton perimeter wall units landing 600 feet away, and they're being shot out at about 50 to 70 miles per hour. This is a huge expenditure of energy that is only accountable by explosive force.
But I think one of the most amazing thing is there were, what, 1,000 or 1,100 of bodies of the people who were in the towers that were vaporized, that simply there was no particle large enough, you know, to find to put even into a, even a small bottle there. Their bodies were vaporized. How, if this was simply a pancake collapse, could you vaporize the cement? How could you vaporize the furniture? How could you vaporize the human bodies?
Yeah. In fact, there were 700 bone fragments, a half an inch long, found on top of the Deutsche Bank building, and still, I mean, how did they get there? How were they so small? There's obviously an explosive, an incredible explosive set off inside these buildings. And even though they found those, like you said, over 1,000 people, there is absolutely no trace of. This is amazing. And by the way, there's no trace of about 10,000 steel filing cabinets either. They found one filing cabinet, and it was at the bottom of the Twin Towers.
How do you vaporize steel filing cabinets with a pancake collapse? You know, we hear so much about the 100 people being killed over there in Syria by the government forces. We're talking about the murder of close to 3,000 Americans. The murder of 3,000 Americans. And, of course, we saw the planes collapse, but hit the buildings. But does that mean it brought the buildings down? And, ladies and gentlemen, no way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
And you must understand that the government, of course, at least the invisible government that really runs America, had put out billions of dollars to bribe the families. We'll give you all this money, $500,000, $1 million or more, but you've got to promise you will not bring a lawsuit. But some of the families have brought lawsuits. They would not accept the bribe money from the federal government, which the last thing they want is, of course, to get the truth out and brought out in court. What has actually happened to the people who've actually brought lawsuits and tried to get the information into court, which shows that this was obviously a controlled demolition?
Well, I'm not as familiar with these lawsuits as others are. I do know that Ellen Mariani is under a gag order because of her lawsuit. Her husband, Neil, lost his life when the plane he was in flew into the South Tower, I think. I can't remember which tower. And she's not able to talk freely about the case, apparently, and she's quite upset.
But this is over 10 years after the attack. Why can't she speak out about it? Why are they dragging this case out? How long is this case going to drag out?
Well, this is what they do. They wear people down by their ability to financially drag these on for years and years. The case is not old. The April Gallup case, the person you mentioned who came out of the hole in the Pentagon wall, that case was thrown out of court after it was found that it was, I guess, George Bush's cousin who was a justice on that court, and he wouldn't repeal himself.
Well, couldn't they bring a suit against him for not recusing himself? Certainly. How would you be a cousin of the President of the United States who refused to testify under oath about what happened? How would you be his cousin and not recuse yourself?
Well, yeah, and she was suing George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and others as well for not giving any kind of a notification when they knew a plane was heading toward the Pentagon. They did not warn anybody in the Pentagon about that, even when it started to circle around the Pentagon and drop 7,000 feet in 3 minutes. And where did it hit, by the way, or where do they say it hit? The auditing department was looking for the $2.5 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld had announced the day before was missing from the Pentagon budget. There's serious problems at the Pentagon that we all want an investigation about. And there are some other lawsuits from family members that I'm I'm not particularly aware of. We're providing the technical evidence for the destruction of these towers, and anybody can use it, of course, for the pursuit of justice. We'll support them.
All right, fine. Well, what, Sydney, have your consultants found out? And you have a number of architects and engineers who have evaluated this carefully. And do you interview some of those on your new film?
Indeed. We have 43 of these. Some are high-rise architects like Robert McCoy and Les Young from San Francisco, who were in San Francisco last night answering questions from the audience after the film was over and we presented the evidence. These questions are quite on target. I mean, they had a lot of technical questions, like how, for instance, if the flame, if the the explosive didn't work, take this building down, how would you expect that the building might come down naturally? Well, they said buildings don't come down. I mean, theoretically, you got a plane big enough, you could kind of cause enough damage to where the top might begin to, after a while, slowly warp, creak, and fall eventually off the side of the building. That's one very remote possibility. But that's just speculation. And fire has never brought down a high-rise building, ever, before or after 9/11. It doesn't happen.
Right, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with Richard Gage. We're talking about the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and over 15. How many architects and engineers now do you have?
1,700
architects and engineers have said the buildings did not come down because the planes collided with them, but you're not going to read about that in the controlled media.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic fumes and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
From the United States State Department.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life?
If you do, you
should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
In a luxurious Paris villa for years at...
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
In the second floor of the U.S. State Department, who in fact were working behind the scenes to bring Castro to power in Cuba. And the ambassador just—he was appointed, a good friend of President Eisenhower, came rushing back to the United States. What's going on here?
Architects and engineers from 9/11 Truth. Now this
when
is
the State Department, they actually told us that they had worked through Herbert Matthews, New York Times correspondent, to make out Fidel Castro as a reformer. He wasn't a communist. They were denying all this. They did the same thing with.
Do you have a website or any place where people can go and get information?
When they undercut the information or Somoza in Nicaragua, they have to send important to be a bunch of reformers, et cetera.
To know where they can go to get accurate information, you're certainly not going to get it from the 9/11 report.
Well, sometimes that's true, but let me go back to the Castro situation first. It's very interesting that when
the ambassador
to Cuba wanted to Eisenhower and said, you got to fire these people in the State Department. They're a bunch of communists. They're undermining
The
and in fact,
government committee, the 9/11 committee, came from that same little clique. That was intent upon getting us into a war in Afghanistan and Iraq, but they needed an excuse. What a wonderful excuse. The murder of almost 3,000 Americans. But the difficulty is, who murdered them? I mean, was it the 15 Saudi terrorists, the 15 of the 19 terrorists who came from Saudi Arabia? So if that was the case, why did we go to a war with Afghanistan? And there's just so many unanswered questions. Why are troops still there? Almost 500,000 troops, along with the Afghan troops. Only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan today. And if you doubt that, you go to your website and type in your Google. Type in Leon Panetta, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Leon Panetta, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. Check it out. And if what I'm telling is the truth, then why do we have all those troops over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Or is this all a lie? And who is responsible for the death of all those Americans? And why did the government put out billions of dollars to buy the silence of the relatives of the people who died that day? Well, Richard, do you think that there is a growing awareness on the part of the American people about the fact that there has been a cover-up of the truth of what happened that day, and there were obviously thermite explosives in the building?
I'd have to say yes, because I have been passing out literature for 6 years myself on many occasions with local activists all across this country. And 6 years ago when we started, we did not have good reception out in the streets. They treated us like we were nuts, most everybody. In the last 2-3 years, we have a whole lot more reception. I talk to everybody, kind of everywhere I go, about this and let them know. And yeah, only about 30 or 40% kind of look at me like a deer in the headlights or being quite, angry at the possibility I'm presenting when I present this evidence. I don't know, 50, 60% of people seem relatively open to it or have already heard about it or already know about it. So I'm quite hopeful and that the unconscious of the public is has been permeated now with the truth to the extent where they can handle it. So we're looking for that breakthrough, that critical mass that that we need of awareness to have some sort of breakthrough and have people then, of course, demanding, putting pressure on the media to cover the issue, putting pressure on the government to have a real investigation.
Well, now, what would you want? Would you want a congressional investigation? Because we have some of the finest congressmen money could buy there in Washington, D.C. I don't know, for instance, we saw an interview last weekend with Jack Abramoff. He's a lobbyist. And Leslie Stahl interviewed him on 60 Minutes. She asked him how many congressmen he owned. He said, I owned about 100 congressmen. And that was his term. I owned 100 congressmen. And as somebody once said, I never bought a congressman. It wasn't for sale. And obviously they were all for sale. So that was just one lobbyist. So how are we going to get an honest investigation? I know that there are some honest people in Washington, D.C. Are you getting any encouragement at all from people in Washington, D.C. that we may one day be able to get an independent, honest examination?
I'd have to say the chances look much more bleak there. You're describing a situation that is was really difficult for me to come to terms with myself. We have given our DVD to every congressperson and senator. We have met with 36 of their offices, and their staff are always blown away by this information. And they all say, oh, I'll get this to the congressman. We'll have you in here. We never get invited back. There is a huge problem in Congress. It is only the will of the American people that will change them. That's what got us out of Vietnam. Not enterprising or congressmen who are patriotic trying to do the right thing. They get forced to do the right thing. So our hope is with the American people.
And I think that I agree with you totally. We need, of course, to let the Congress know we demand that they get an independent evaluation. And we don't want simply another cover-up like so many of the investigations that they have. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Richard, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are some of the high points of the DVD that you put together?
Well, for me, I think when these structural engineers and high-rise architects are talking about World Trade Center 7 with their jaws dropping, that this building is so obviously a controlled demolition that a building can't fall with 40,000 tons for Jonathan Smolin, the structural engineer, in it, and fall as if there was no structure supporting it whatsoever. They make it so obvious. That's one key point. But then the implications of this evidence are so startling because it's obviously Al-Qaeda didn't have access to these buildings to set these explosives. So we're looking at some other sort of terrorist, an internal terrorist. And the implications of that are very difficult for people to grasp. And so we have a section with 8 psychologists going into depth about why people can't come to terms with it. It challenges our very basic core assumptions and worldview that America is this great place where nothing so dark could ever happen. Nobody could be so satanically treasonous as to murder 3,000 of our own people. And yet, you know, it happens. So people want to stick their heads in the sand rather than face the facts. And that's the problem we really have in America today. And so many people's favorite part of this new documentary, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, is the psychology expert, because it really helps us to grasp the enormity of the situation we're dealing with and why we're challenged at the core and how we can come to terms with it.
Well, I understand, because I did not want to believe this, and it took about 2 years before I could finally accept the fact this was a controlled demolition. I thought that they knew the attack was coming and they let it take place. But the idea that these were accidentally explosives in the building, even when they first came out with the stories of a thermite, I questioned it. But eventually, of course, if you consider it, you evaluate it, you talk to the people who were there or were there the following day. We actually have an interview with a gentleman who was in charge of cleaning up the demolition on Building 7. He arrived the day afterwards. And as he said, he worked with the controlled demolitions all the time. And looking at suddenly what he saw that day, the day after Building 7 came down, he was 99% certain that was a controlled demolition. So basically, we have to accept the fact that this was simply a case of mass murder, and the murderers under these circumstances are still loose. Now, how were they able to get access to the major pillars in the Twin Towers so that they could set the explosives? This is something a lot of people have said, but how were they able to do it? I mean, how were they able to get if there were any explosives in the building, how could they have gotten them into the very center of the core of the building to take out the main uprights?
Yeah, because there were tens of thousands of occupants in these buildings. Somebody would have heard something, right? Or seen something. Well, they were hearing things. There were workmen in the core of the building. The 9 months prior to 9/11, the largest elevator modernization in history was going on. And this is a contract that Ace Elevator had, and they had 85 employees, in fact, in the building when the first plane hit the tower. And they fled. These are experts in the rescue of victims through these elevator cabs. They often help the firemen rescue these people. So it was quite a scandal that was documented in USA Today. But such access would, of course, give them direct access to the core columns and beams in these buildings where charges could be set. So an undercover operation is entirely possible in this particular project.
We've heard other stories, and I'm sure you would have access to know whether they're true, that there was actually a couple of nights or maybe a week or two at nighttime when they would suddenly have people over there doing some major repairs in the weeks leading up to that. Was that the elevator work, or were there other repairs going on at the time? Repairs which, of course, could very well have given the opportunity to plant the thermite. Or was it just primarily, of course, the elevator work?
Well, interestingly enough, Kevin Ryan, another 9/11 researcher, documents the work that was going on for the fireproofing retrofitting also on the floors associated with the point of jet plane impact in each of these towers, respectively. Was lower in the south tower and higher in the north tower. But the floors above and below that point were replaced. The fireproofing was replaced. And it's entirely possible that something else, other kinds of construction or application of thermite or nanothermite, it appears to have been applied in a fluid form because it's dual layered. The little that they find. So it could have been sprayed in a dual layer. We don't really know how this nanothermite was applied and detonated, what kind of devices may have been associated with it. There's a lot more questions than answers that we have.
Did you say that was Ace Elevator? Was that the company?
Yes, they had the contract.
All right. Well, let's go to Ari, who's calling us from Redwood City. Hi, Ari. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, hi, Richard. It seems to me the particles of nanothermite that were found nearby that Stephen Jones had analyzed seems to be an important piece of evidence. And with evidence like that, what's really critical is establishing the chain of custody, you know, making sure that they were collected and stored and transported in the right manner and so forth. Seems to me if you could find one honest police department or even a private detective that would be willing to follow that protocol, even now, these many years later, there must be some particles stuck in some nearby crevice of a nearby building that you could retrieve and get analyzed. And I don't know if Stephen Jones did that at the time, but if you did it according to police protocol, and then it seems to me that would be a powerful piece of evidence that you could show the media or whoever might listen, and it might be hard for them to refute that.
Yeah, there's a lot of dust samples available. Bill, you're right. And the dust samples that Stephen Jones and Neil Parrott and others had provided to them independently were fairly well documented. And that's in the peer-reviewed 25-page paper from the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. That process of the provenance, chain of provenance of the evidence is pretty well documented. There should be more testing. I completely agree.
But anybody who really gets involved with this or gets into real trouble, Dr. Stephen Jones is certainly a professor back there at University of Utah. Because he dared to look into this, pressure was put on the university to fire him. We had Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, we interviewed a number of times, who actually was in property construction, very well-to-do gentleman, had spent some $8 million of his own dollars in New York City buying ads in the New York Times and on television. Point out that this was obviously a controlled demolition. He was a worked, of course, with construction. He said those twin towers were obviously a controlled demolition. That he was threatened, his family was threatened, and he was forced to flee America. Last thing I heard, he was living in seclusion or in hiding in Europe. Certainly, a fellow named Rod Vikas was threatened many times. Anybody who tried to bring out the truth about what happened, we had Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was on my program. He was at CENTCOM headquarters that morning of the attack. He came on my program. We have the interview. He said there was a stand-down order that morning, that of course, no fighter planes were to intercept the hijacked planes. He disappeared, and after being on my program, I've never been able to track him down. So if you suddenly get involved in this, Ari, there are terrible price to pay. And I suspect some people have probably already paid for their lives. We're not talking about something imaginary. There's tremendous pressure put on anyone who tries to get out the truth. But God bless you, Ari. Thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heartbeat.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed the interview with Richard Gage, and we certainly enjoyed it. We will have his new DVD available. We have his old DVD. We actually have a number of other DVDs, and you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of four tape sets, and we have on 9/11. 9/11 up tape, and then we have a four tape set called Why Do the Buildings Come Down, where you'll hear my interview with the man who was in charge of cleaning up the demolition at the Building 7, and my interview with Sergeant Leo Chavez, who disappeared shortly after we interviewed him. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about imaginary things. This really does happen. And a number of the people we've interviewed have just disappeared. Of course, Jimmy Walters, as we mentioned earlier, was hiding over in Europe because of the threats against his life. Why, if this was Al-Qaeda terrorists, would somebody in this government, highly placed in the government, have threatened Jimmy Walters' life and done everything they could to intimidate him? So basically, you must understand, I believe, that the murderers are still loose, but they're the same ones who staged the Gulf of Tonkin incident and sent 58,000 Americans to die in Vietnam for absolutely nothing. It was a no-win war. Certainly, I was told by two people, one the American ambassador to Laos, William H. Sullivan, the other General Lewis Walt. Incidentally, if you haven't seen my interview with Lewis Walt, it is available from Radio Liberty. It's called The Marine General Speaks. But Lewis Walt told me personally, off air, that basically we could have won the war in 6 weeks. This is what Sullivan told me as well. And as suddenly as Ambassador Sullivan said, I never understood why we didn't try to win that war. I never understood why we didn't try to win that war. Well, it's the same reason we're not trying to win the war over in Afghanistan, why we've got 500,000 troops over there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda, just to see how dumb the American people are. Or certainly why Israel would recently have released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. They released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. 400 of them were murderers, convicted murderers, some of them multiple murderers. But the Israelis got back one soldier. Do you really believe this is true? Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get this information on 9/11. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then you need to keep hammering away at this issue. They want us to get off on another subject. They don't want the American people to keep hammering away and saying somebody is responsible. Why the cover-up? Why won't they release the DVDs, pardon me, the videos we're taking to the Pentagon? Why have they opposed an independent investigation? What are they afraid of? Why did President Bush refuse to testify under oath? Why did President Bush refuse to testify unless Dick Cheney was there? Why couldn't he go in like a big boy and, of course, testify without Dick Cheney there to hold his hand? Well, of course, Dick Cheney, in my estimation, was one of the major architects of this whole thing. And if you haven't certainly heard our tapes on what happened, we have covered a lot of this and Dick Cheney's involvement in our four tape sets, 9/11 and 9/11 update, and then why did the buildings come down? And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Get our book entitled The Brotherhood of Darkness. Get our DVD on the Forbidden Secret, our DVD on the Dark Secret. Get others to listen to our programs. Get in and do everything you can to support Ron Paul's candidacy and pray for Ron Paul and his family. And we'll be back in just a moment with Ted Shobat talking about certainly what's going on over in the Near East.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, this evening for the next hour we're going to have with us Ted Shobat. Now, I haven't talked to Ted. I've talked to his dad before, Waleed Shobat, who was a Muslim who converted to Christianity, and he speaks about what's going on over in the Near East. And Ted, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, sir. Good to be on.
Well, why don't you give us a little of your background and, of course, your field of expertise and what we're going to be talking about for this next hour.
Sure. Well, you mentioned my father. He was a member of the PLO, and he was actually born in Beit Sahura, which is a part of Bethlehem, Bethlehem, Israel. And he was born into a very, very fundamentalist background. He became a member of the PLO at a very young age, and by the age of 19, or by the age of, I believe it was 16 or 17, he ended up going to prison, meeting a man who makes bombs, and became friends with him, and this man gave him a bomb. He put a bomb in the building in a bank. He ended up coming to America, and in the United States, he became kind of sick of the PLO because they were more into money than religion, at least it was to his eyes. And he left the PLO and joined the Muslim Brotherhood. And he was in the south side of Chicago and was part of some very, very fundamentalist groups and associations. Converted to Christianity in 1993, and I was born in 1990. And because I was living with them, grew up with them. I'm very fortunate to have a background on Islam or a knowledge of Islam that most people don't have. Unfortunately, most media journalists don't have in the English speaking world, because looking at the news today, yesterday, just these last couple of weeks, it's really been nothing but very vain and very un-in-depth articles on the occurrence going on in the Near East, especially in countries like Egypt and Libya, in that they say, all these articles, I would say most of these articles coming out, is how Morsi is going to help the country, how Morsi is trying to better the economy or better the people or try to rid the land of poverty, et cetera, et cetera. It's not about the real issue. So with my background growing up in a Middle Eastern household, growing up with somebody who was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, I have really an access to information that a lot of people don't have. I have kind of like an inherited knowledge.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so important. I think it's so important people understand the Muslim Brotherhood, which is really a very radical form of Islam. And of course, they want to unite the Muslim world behind their leadership. Of course, the adherence of Sharia law, but they believe in jihad. Of course, my concern is that as we more and more of these countries come under the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood, we move closer and closer to that clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned us against, where the Christian civilization goes to war with the Muslim world.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, Ted Chabot is simply pointing out that most Americans really don't understand the extremist views of the people of the Muslim Brotherhood, the people who embrace Sharia law. He's saying examples of this would be Somalia. There would be certainly the north part of the Sudan now, which has been separated from the south. The south is Christian. The north is Muslim. And, of course, that there is a plan to kill the Christians in the south. And this is certainly beginning to be implemented as certainly the North Sudan is moving their troops and their planes and their helicopters down and killing the Christians in the south. But of course, the whole idea of the Muslims, basically when they're in power, is they are going to, of course, to destroy everybody who doesn't go along with them. And if you live in a Muslim country, you live in Somalia, you live in North Sudan, and you don't go to prayers certainly on the proper days, or you break Sharia law, you'll be arrested and you may well be executed. Would that be a fair statement to make?
Yes.
Go right ahead, Ted.
It would be. And to continue on what I was saying about North Sudan, North Sudan, and you've already said this already, that they have been attacking the South Sudanese. And the party of Omar al-Bashir, which is called the National Congress Party, is very Sharia supportive. It espouses the philosophy, the ideology of the Prophet Muhammad in its purest form, really. In fact, the uncle of Omar al-Bashir, by the name of El-Tayyib Mustafa, for example, on October 11th of 2011, last year, Mustafa supported a fatwa. And the fatwa said, and I'll read to you what it said, and we actually translated this from the Arabic to the English. So the English-speaking media has never really heard about this. But this is what it said. It says, of the greatest calamities and evils is to permit an exhibition entitled the Holy Quran, the Holy Bible. This lying forgery, the Bible, which allows the kuffar, the non-Muslims, to spread their religion amongst Muslims and to fascinate the common man, that Christianity prevents them from carrying out the path of Allah. After all, hearts are weak and people cannot distinguish truth from falsehood. And this work should not be allowed for any sane person. These things are destructive and are of great mischief. The duty for whomever Allah has given a hand by leader or man of responsibility is to prevent this evil, or else he is a traitor to Allah and his prophet and to the Muslim community. Now, with this fatwa released, which was supported by the National Congress Party in North Sudan, October 10th, 2011, a group of members, thugs, really, from Omar al-Bashir's National Congress Party, came in armed with sticks and machetes and attacked and slaughtered South Sudanese Christians who were celebrating a holiday in the playground. And the slaughter was again repeated this year, April 22nd, in which mobs of Sudanese Muslims, instigated by the same El-Tayyib Mustafa of the National Congress Party, set fire to a church in Khartoum. And it was actually an Anglican church. They snuck in and they burned the church down. So the North Sudanese government is specifically targeting Christians with their Sharia law. Now, if this nation
becomes a role model for Egypt, let's say. And both nations are now controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. So if Egypt is going to follow the footsteps of Sudan, that means the Egyptian government will slaughter the Copts of Egypt, and they will be a systematic holocaust of the Christians in Egypt, which I believe will very much happen, will very well happen.
I fear that you're absolutely right, and because remember, Egypt is a very, very large nation. Certainly the two largest nations over there are Turkey and Egypt, and they're vying now for who is going to lead the Muslim world. But of course, both nations are, as far as I'm concerned, are under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and both nations will be imposing Sharia law on the remaining victims throughout the Muslim world, who are nation by nation being turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Go right ahead.
And to further explain to the audience what Sharia law is about, Sharia literally means the way, the path. Well, the way of what? The way of Islam. And one of the codes of law, one of the forms of jurisprudence in Sharia, in the way of Islam, is a verse of the Quran called, from the chapter called, entitled the Table Spread. And in the Table Spread, I'll read to you what it says. We translated this as well from the Arabic to the English. I'll read to you what it says. It says, quote, "The punishment of anyone who fights against Allah and his apostle and does mischief in the land is to be killed or crucified, or to have their hands and feet from opposite ends, or be banished from the side," meaning the hands and feet from opposite ends be severed from the body. It also includes salb, which literally translates into crucifixion. And so the last time I heard about Christians being punished by crucifixion from the pagan Roman Empire. And we are seeing a revival, really, of this same persecution in the Muslim world in our very own time. History is really repeating itself. But now it's not Christians being killed for refusing to worship the Caesar or refusing to worship the god Jupiter. It is now Christians being killed for refusing to worship Allah and his prophet. And so I remember talking or interviewing with a gentleman by the name of Ed Lyons, and I remember he told me, he says, in Sudan, North Sudan, you have Christians being butchered in some of the most horrific ways. And he gave me a story about a Christian teenager who was working under, as a servant for a landowner. And one day his employer came up to the servant, and told the servant, if you want to live like Christ, you will die like Christ. And he took this young Christian teenager and he pierced both of his hands just like Christ, and he placed a nail and pierced it through both of his feet just as Christ endured. And he left the boy there to die. And the teenager was there for 7 days straight, was on the verge of death until he was rescued. This is the kind of punishment that have been going on in the Muslim world, totally under the radar of the English-speaking world. And yet we are seeing it where we are happening right in our own time. The greatest persecution is happening right now in our own time.
Well, these are frightening things, but the thing is that the average American doesn't understand the plight of certainly of the Christians in these countries. What were the most amazing thing is that in both Iraq and Afghanistan, the American military imposed a new constitution on those countries. And in both of those countries, under U.S. occupation, both countries in the constitutions established a nation under Sharia law. And so now all the Christians have been driven out of Afghanistan, most have been driven out of Iraq, and as a direct result of the U.S. military. And of course, I'm not blaming the average soldier who's patriotic, but I am blaming the leaders of our military who are going right along with this agenda of pushing this radical form of Islam and Christian persecution. That is inexcusable. And the fact that most Americans don't know about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And I'm so glad you're bringing these things out, Ted.
Well, I thank you for having me on. I mean, it's because of people like you that we get this information out there. And to comment on what you said, that's, you know, I really believe what you're saying when it comes to the really the U.S. government basically implementing Sharia itself in these countries like Afghanistan, because Afghanistan still has a blasphemy law, regardless of American presence there. In fact, there was a two years ago, there was a Christian man by the name of Saeed Musa, who was an Afghan man who converted to Christianity in Afghanistan. And he was arrested by the Afghan government, and he was interrogated, and the Afghan government released a statement saying that we are going to execute him. He is going to die because we are going to make an example out of him. This was the Afghan government, regardless of U.S. presence. Now, of course, the execution didn't happen because you had the German government getting involved. You had the Italian government. You had also the U.S. government that stepped in as well. But the fact that these people, this government did it, shows me that once the Americans leave Afghanistan, which eventually they will, I don't know when, but eventually they will, it's going to be a systematic killing of any Christian or any person who leaves Islam, for that matter. The systematic killing of these people, which tells me that there really is going to be no perpetuating democracy in Afghanistan, because they will have democracy in the beginning. But right when they vote in who they want to vote in, who they elect will be most definitely Islamic fundamentalists. There's going to be no more freedom in Afghanistan. There's going to be no more liberty in Afghanistan. The same thing goes with Iraq. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a butcher. Yes, he was a Holocauster. But in the Middle East, there's really only two choices that we have when it comes to electing a leader. You either have an Arab nationalist, hence Gaddafi, Mubarak, Saddam Hussein, or you have an Islamic fundamentalist thug, hence Morsi, hence Omar al-Bashir, hence the current government in Somalia. You only have two choices. Which one are you going to pick? You have to pick the lesser of the two evils. You have to pick the Arab nationalist.
And I think you're absolutely right. And it's really such a tragic situation. Now, you know, certainly unless you could change the attitude of the whole population, but of course you're not going to be able to do that. You have to deal with what you with the cards that you're dealt. And this is a whole different world. The people have a different outlook, and the people in America do not understand the Muslim faith. If you are a Muslim, you leave the faith, they will kill you. If you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, they will kill you. And the way they treat women, the way they treat people is pretty beyond belief.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and Ted Chauvet is our guest, and he's saying something that I think is so vitally important, and that is that certainly within the Islamic world, there is no nationhood. In other words, people don't look upon themselves as Iraqis or Tunisians or Libyans. They look upon themselves as part of this Islamic world. And basically, of course, they would like to unite all the nations over there, do away with national boundaries. And of course, then the question is, who would lead them? And it would be somebody suddenly of an Islamic nature. And of course, what we keep telling our listeners out there is understand that we are moving towards uniting all the Muslim world. And of course, we're talking about in the neighborhood of 1.5 billion Muslims. And, of course, what we're doing is moving towards the clash of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned about. If you haven't read his book, The Clash of Civilizations, or read the summary of that, you get it off the Internet. There's an article that was published in Foreign Affairs magazine by Samuel Huntington, professor of history at Harvard, warning America about this coming class of civilizations and pointing out this is the last thing that we want to do, is have certainly the West go into a war with the Muslim world. We're talking about certainly probably the Christian world going into a war with the Muslim world, 1.5 million Christians, 1.5 million Muslims. How many people do you think are going to die in this coming war? The average American cannot even conceive this. But remember, at one time, we were a nation under God. No longer are we a nation under God. No longer are they even allowed to discuss Christianity. If you're a Christian chaplain in the military, you cannot pray in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're a military commander, you cannot lead your troops in prayer. And we've taken God out of our military, and when we take God out of our military, we're going to lose this coming war. And the only worse thing than a war is to lose a war. And this is not imaginary. It's very, very real. Our guest is Ted Chauvet. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ted Sidney is expressing very well my concerns about what's going on. Ted, you go right ahead.
Well, to continue on, I mean, when I was talking about this future leader who will lead the Ummah, I'm talking actually about the Mahdi. In fact,
are you talking about the Mahdi?
The Islamic Messiah.
All right, fine. But basically, they're waiting for the Mahdi to come. They believe, just as we Christians believe, that Christ is coming. So they believe the Mahdi is coming to lead the Muslim world. Go ahead.
Right. Islamic ideology. The Mahdi comes and he establishes what they call the caliphate, Islamic government, the kingdom of heaven, the Muslims, if you will. And it's interesting to note that, I remember I told you about these countries coming out of revolution, they no longer want to be Egyptian, they want to be part of the Ummah. Rajid Ghannouchi, who was actually the head of the Islamist Party of Tunisia, came out upon the victory of Morsi in Egypt, upon the victory of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and said, and I'll read to you what he said. He said, quote, "It was announced in Egypt that the government will be a government of the caliphate by the will of Allah." So he's already concluding that the new Muslim Brotherhood government of Egypt is a government of, not of Egypt, but of the caliphate, the Ummah, the coming Islamic utopia. And I'll read the other quote that he said. He said, quote, "These revolutions will return to the Islamic nation, its unity and its strength and its place in the world. Yesterday we have embarked on a new history. Yesterday, the path has been opened for the unity of the Arab and the Muslim by the will of Allah." Notice, the unity of the Arab and the Muslim. The unity. He's already talking about this confederacy. And then the last quote I have from him is, quote, "The path has been opened towards Jerusalem by the will of Allah." So he's already talking about this caliphate and how Egypt is going to be a part of it. And he's already talking about how this Ummah, this community of nations, this confederacy of nations, will march toward Jerusalem to destroy Israel.
And, of course, is this what we are told in prophecy was going to occur, this massive army? We're talking about 1.5 billion Muslims. Is this where this massive army we're told about in Ezekiel 38 and 39 is coming from? Quite frankly, I don't know. But as I see these events unfolding before us, I realize that we are beginning to see prophetic alignments there. And go back and read Ezekiel 38 and 39. You'll see many of the countries that are coming together suddenly have been named there almost 2,500 years
ago. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and Ted was simply quoting from the book of Ezekiel, certainly belief that the Assyrians believed, of course, that the cedar trees were the abodes of the gods, and they write a great deal about the cedar trees, the importance of the cedars of Lebanon, having to do with this culmination of history which is about to take place. Now, before we go on, we have actually Barbara calling us from Santa Cruz. So, Barbara, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I didn't see behind you or anything like that. I was like, okay.
Barbara, you're going to have to speak up just a little louder. Go ahead. Barbara, are you there?
Barbara.
Barbara, go ahead.
This is Gwen.
Oh, this is Gwen.
Yes.
All right, fine. Then you're going to have to hang on there. We'll get to you in just a moment here. And let's go to, is this Barbara from Santa Cruz?
This is Barbara, but I think Gwen probably called ahead of me.
Okay,
but
fine. Well,
I'm
not going to ask Gwen to call back again because somehow or other we cut her off there, and I apologize.
Sorry.
So you go ahead, Barbara, and we'll hope that Gwen will call back. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if Ted had any thoughts on what is going on in Syria today. It seems that they are fighting each other, that some of the men there who you don't want to go and kill other people are being killed by their own, military. I don't know that we're getting the true story of what's going on. I just wondered if you had any thoughts on that.
Ted, what are your thoughts about Syria, about the so-called civil war? Is this a legitimate civil war? Is this certainly financed and engineered by outside forces that seem to be intent upon toppling the current regime? Certainly, as you pointed out, Assad is not a perfect individual, but he is certainly a nationalist, an Arabic nationalist, and may very well be better than what will follow. What are your thoughts on what's going on in Syria today?
Right. Well, the situation in Syria is a little bit different than those of the current Arab Spring, because Syria is not Sunni, it's Shiite. And so because it's Shiite, that's why, for example, you have Iran supporting Bashar al-Assad, because Iran does not want to see a Shiite leader get toppled by Sunnis or by people who are against them. So they want to ally with the Shiite. Now, as far as Syria goes, Syria wouldn't mind seeing, for example, a guy like Morsi take power. Because though they are Shiite and Morsi is Sunni and they hate each other, they won't mind having an Islamic government in Egypt with which they could ally with to fight against Israel, to again formulate the Ummah. But at the same time, Bashar al-Assad is not exactly an Islamic fundamentalist like Morsi. He is more of a nationalist, more of an Arab nationalist. And so his toppling of the rebels is something that's quite common in the Near East. Saddam Hussein did a very, very similar thing against rebels as well. And so if, for example, if Bashar al-Assad gets toppled, the people that will take power to replace him will be Islamic fundamentalists. That's the problem with Syria. So you say, well, we should get rid of Bashar al-Assad and oust him out just like Saddam Hussein, but you say, well, no, because you're going to make the same mistake that the U.S. did in Iraq, the same mistake the U.S. did in Afghanistan, was take out the, well, not exactly Afghanistan, but especially Iraq, was take out the Arab national leader, Saddam Hussein, and give the people democracy. Because with democracy, they're going to vote in for an Islamic fundamentalist. So it's really no difference in Syria. So I think that America really should stay out of the business of Bashar al-Assad.
I think you're absolutely right. Does that answer your question, Barbara?
It does give me something to think about, yes. Thank you very much, Ted. Just another thought to, try and put this whole thing together, because, it just doesn't seem rational at all.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. There's only a few of us who really are sane, and everybody else thinks we're crazy.
I know but they're so close to Israel, but what's going on, and you kind of trying to put it together in your mind, but it gives a different perspective, something to think about on that. I want to thank you, Ted, so much, and thank you for being on the program. It's wonderful for you filling
in for
that. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Barbara. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I'd cut Gwen off. I apologize for that. But Ted, before we go on, do you have a website or any information you'd like to get out about your ministry or your dad's ministry?
Sure. Well, the website is tedshubat.com. So Ted is T-E-D, and then Shubat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T. And there's also shubat.com, which is my father's website. Both very good sites, and in tedshubat.com you get all kinds of articles, audio tracks of radio interviews that I've done, also of live debates that I've done, television and radio, and a good amount of articles that I've written as well. So there's a lot to look at in both those websites. And the book is called For God or For Tyranny, A Filter in the Mind, to know how to discern what is good and what is evil. That is why Christ, he says, be as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves, because Christ wants us to have discernment. And that's one thing that the church is lacking so much, is discernment. That's why we have Chrislam in America. That's why we have Christians having yoga in the churches, or saying that we should have peace with Muslims and how we should unite and bridge with Muslims. Maybe worship the same God. Well, that's because we have no discernment. And so if the church has no discernment, then it allows the wolf to come in, and the wolf will devour the sheep. So the book is very important, and the book really does show that throughout human history, any nation which has rejected God or never even knew God did not have liberty.
Amen. Very well said. And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that the Muslims certainly look to Jesus as a prophet, but it's an entirely different Jesus. It's somebody named Jesus, but it isn't the Jesus of the Holy Scriptures. Would that be fair to say, Ted?
Well, it's completely the opposite. If you look at, for example, the origins of the Kaaba and where that comes from, the Kaaba really is a symbol of Venus. It's a symbol of the Arab goddess Alat, who really has its origin in, for example, in South Arabian worship of the goddess Aftar, or Ashtar, who was a goddess to whom the ancient Arabs actually committed human sacrifice to. And so when the Arabs were in their idolatry, one of the main images which they erected, and which eventually became the main image of Mecca, was the Kaaba, in which there was placed the black stone, which is a small little meteorite. It's really a meteoritic idol, believed to have come from the sky, heaven, and fell from heaven. And so they worshipped the star which fell from heaven, and they placed it inside of this frame, which actually is supposed to represent a vulva. So it's actually originally it was based upon a fertility cult. And it really represented the sky, the heaven, which the Arabs refer to as Allah, the ancient Arabs refer to as Allah, coming and impregnating Mother Earth, or Alat. And it's all based on really on heathenism. And in fact, the South Arabs, very, very long time ago, in far antiquity, the South Arabs
eventually conquered Mesopotamia. And before they conquered Mesopotamia, they actually brought these deities, Ashtar, Shamash, the sun, etc., etc. And when they conquered Mesopotamia, they implemented these deities, really, and made them the deities which gave them the justification to conquer people, to conquer tribes. In fact, one of the images which these South Arabs brought into Mesopotamia, and these Arabs, they call them now Akkadians, but they were really South Arabs. One of the images these Akkadian people brought to Mesopotamia was the symbols of the crescent moon and Venus. And when Muslims, even till this day, when they observe Ramadan, one of the first signs of Ramadan is the Hilal, which is the crescent moon, and the planet Venus being made visible next to the crescent moon. That is when Ramadan begins. And it is really the observance of these two sidereal and these two astrological symbols. And so this worship of crescent moon and Venus, really a lot of it came from the South Arabs and from the Arabs in general, and it perpetuated into the Islamic faith. So
right,
let's
go to Herman, who's calling us. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Last year, the magazine Prophecy in the News, J.R. Church's organization, had an article about the future of Egypt, referring to an obscure prophecy in the Old Testament, which, interestingly enough, in the original language, points to a place called Siwan, which translated is Aswan today. And the bottom line of the article is that at some future point, tragedy will strike Egypt, and it will be depopulated for a period of decades. And the only thing they can think of is somehow the Aswan High Dam will be breached or destroyed, and it will cause a massive flood which could kill many of Egypt's people. Now, the interesting thing is the Copts are being set up for a tremendous persecution. Many of them, if they're lucky, may get out of Egypt if that persecution should come. That may actually end up being their salvation. Any comments?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is true. Egypt will go into disaster. I believe that, it's already happening. Egypt already has a problem with famine. And so I think when this great famine was happening, the people began to revolt against the government, and the Muslim Brotherhood took that to their advantage. And like I said earlier, now with the Muslim Brotherhood in power, they are actually fortifying the souls of the other Muslim people to give them that inspiration to rebel in their own country. So it's actually a domino effect, in which you have one country revolting, and then that gives confidence to another nation to revolt. And it's going to continue on more and more. And you're right. The more these countries become Islamic, the more they're actually going to destroy themselves. Because at one point in time, for example, in the 20s, Egypt was a first world country, believe it or not. And Christians had freedom, Christians were in the government, there was much more liberty in the nation. But once it became more and more Islamic, it became more poverty stricken, it became more violent, it became a much more impoverished nation. So there is definitely a connection, I believe, between an over-influx of Islamic influence in a country and its economic status and the welfare of its people. So the more Islamic these countries become, you're right, the more of a disaster they're going to bring to themselves.
Well, there was an article today regarding Timbuktu in Africa that the Muslim extremists are destroying some of the ancient historic sites. And then there were...
Herman, those are the Christian sites that they're destroying. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Well, the article today also said there is talk of tearing down the Great Pyramids and destroying that heritage of Egypt.
Well,
so
I think that is absurd. There's some people are saying that the Muslims are saying this is a pagan symbol. I think that, we just have to wait and see. I doubt very much if they're going to tear down the pyramids, but who knows? We would live in a world gone mad. Ted, do you have any thoughts at all about that? The Muslims pointing out the fact that the Great Pyramid is a pagan symbol, which it is, but they want to destroy it. What madness is that?
Well, I think it's because they want to destroy, they want to really obliterate Egyptian identity and really make a new nation altogether with a new thought, a new idea. And also, I think it's a good story really to bring to the people, listening. Also in Africa, you have the Boko Haram in Nigeria, which just a few days ago, they massacred an entire village. They killed about 153 people were butchered. And Boko Haram is a purely Islamic group. And as far as Boko Haram goes, that is exactly what you're going to see in the Muslim world today. Now, as far as the pyramids go, it's a tragedy for archaeologists. But I don't think it should supersede our humanity and see the bigger picture that, yes, it's horrible that they're destroying the pyramids, but it's much worse that pretty soon they're going to be annihilating human lives. So I don't think the destruction of the pyramid should supersede or prevail over our sympathy for our fellow man.
I certainly agree with you totally. Anything else you want to say, Herman, before we let you go? We lost Herman there. Well, you've got about five more minutes to wrap things up. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Ted Subot, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a violent world. I fear that this is only going to become more violent. Certainly, I hear, of course, Christians are in a majority, but over there they're in a minority and they are being slaughtered today with the full help and support, many instances, of American foreign policy. Go right ahead, Ted.
Well, you're right. We do live in a very violent world. And I remember the verse of Christ when he said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Messiah, before the end of the world, before the end time. And in the days of Noah, for example, you read Genesis 6. It says, you know, there were giants in the world and there was mighty men living in the world. Well, the term for giant actually used in the Hebrew is not exactly what we think. It's not these gigantic men that were physically or abnormally huge. It's really the Hebrew word Giborim, which literally means mighty man or tyrant. So the Bible actually says they were really, what it really says is they were tyrants in the land. And so I think before the end time, there's going to be many tyrants in the land, and they're going to be causing much violence.
The peaceful world that we have known in the past, I fear, is going to be simply a remembrance of things past, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for difficult times. The America we have known will soon cease to exist. And, of course, we are going to have to be prepared for ourselves to help one another through this difficult times that do lie ahead.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Ted Shobot, and I think he's right on, except there are a little minor things. For instance, who created the Muslim Brotherhood that threatens to unite the Muslim world in preparation for the coming clash of civilizations? Well, we carry a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game goes into the fact that the American and British intelligence created the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928, and we've continued to finance it ever since then. Why? The best enemy money could buy. And because so much of what's going on is all simply scripted ahead of time, the Muslim Brotherhood is certainly uniting the Muslim world in preparation for a coming war with the West. We've already, of course, provided them with money and arms and training, and we've already provided them with nuclear weapons. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've given Pakistan the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons. Why aren't we concerned that Pakistan, an unstable country like that, that has actually funded both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, that they have well over 100 nuclear weapons? Why don't we ever talk about that threat? Why do we keep focusing our attention on Iran? Whereas, of course, Pakistan has those nuclear weapons, and I don't think they would hesitate to use them on New York or Washington, D.C. or San Francisco. But you must understand that everything is being done in preparation for this coming clash of civilizations. Nothing is as it appears to be. If you want to know how we transferred the technology to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan, you need to get out your go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty. That's my newsletter, Radio Liberty and Sybil Edmonds. S-I-B-E-L-E-D-M-O-N-D-S, Sybil Edmonds, read the story there. It's known throughout the world. It's just been thoroughly suppressed here in the United States. Our leaders are preparing for the best enemy money could buy. We've done it over and over again. You need to hear my interview with Professor Sutton. It's called The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. And it's a DVD. You can also get his book if you'd like. It goes into how we financed the Nazis during the Second World War, how we financed the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. And, of course, if you get into the background, today we are financing Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. If you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in ISI funds Al-Qaeda. ISI funds Al-Qaeda. And after you found out that the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, is funding Al-Qaeda, then type in CIA funds ISI, or Pakistani Intelligence. You'll find that that's exactly what's going on. We are creating the best enemy money could buy. You must get informed. You must help us inform others. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of mankind. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll certainly get some of the other items where you're just getting in. We'll have this new DVD by Richard Gage on 9/11. We will have the book we have. It's called Grey Wolf. It's the story of what happened to Adolf Hitler after he left Germany. The book is circulated throughout the world. Everybody in the world is talking about it, except here in the United States. The last thing they want is for the American people to know that we financed the Nazis all during World War II and helped the Nazis escape to South America. You need to get the book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. That's The Power Elite, The Secret Nazi Plan. Operation Paperclip, it's a four-tape set, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection until tomorrow night at the same time. May the Lord be with you.